Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Anne, this is Sam here. Okay, so I figured this out. The charge for 3240, it's actually not just for website maintenance. It's actually the printing and shipment handling of your pre-orders. You remember you had a conversation with Patrick regarding these pre-orders that you're
Yeah,
getting,
yeah,
who's going to handle
yeah.
that, and then he also sent you a detailed email explaining to you three packages. One of them was
Yes.
for 2 years, and then the second one was for three
Right,
years.
and I went with the 2 years one, yes, for printing.
Exactly.
But I thought
Yes.
since you guys aren't publishing it, I didn't think you'd be printing it.
Okay. Well, this is to facilitate any kind of maintenance on the website, along with printing and shipment handling. For example, if you're getting any kind of orders, we will be rerouting those orders and handling all the shipment and the printing of those orders to actually send them out to your audience or customers that are buying your book. So this is what this
Okay.
charge is about. But since it makes sense to me now, if we are to include this charge as well in the disputed amount, since you're going to get that amount anyway, this is a longer run service for which you would eventually have to deal with us on a longer run for 2-3 years. So it's fair enough if that amount is retracted as well. Okay, so now we do not have any long-term services pending. It's just the
Great.
PayPal integration that is left. Oh, by the way, I checked with Patrick. He told me that he did not get the PayPal information. However, you did provide him the account details for which the royalties were going to be transferred back to
Right, he
royalties were
didn't
to be
tell me
transferred.
he didn't tell me he needed anything else besides that.
Okay, perfect. Then what you need to do is that you just need to provide me your PayPal account, and I'm going to move forward from there, okay?
All right. I don't
Okay.
know if I have a PayPal account number. I use PayPal all the time. So I
Okay.
figured if he had my bank account and he had my routing, I don't think there's actually an account number.
Okay. It's not going to be an account number. I believe you just need to share your PayPal ID with me.
ID.
Yes.
Okay, and where do I find that?
Whenever you're asking someone to pay you through PayPal, what exactly do you share with them? There must be some kind of information.
I've never had anybody pay me through PayPal. The
Okay.
only PayPal I've ever had is I've paid people.
Okay, got it. The reason why we are using PayPal account here, since this is the integration on your website, it's because you do not have a merchant account. If you had a merchant account, we would have integrated that, and that amount would have directly been transferred to your actual bank account. Now, that is an additional cost sort of a thing, so I suggest you skip that. Let's just stick to the PayPal integration, okay? Once I put in
Okay,
your PayPal ID.
so do you need me to open a new PayPal account
No,
then?
the existing one, the same one, the one that you have.
The same one,
Yes.
and there's an ID. You're telling me there's an ID number associated with it.
No, not a number. It must be the ID. It can possibly be an email. To be very honest with you, I haven't
Oh no,
made any.
I gave him all that,
Okay,
but I'll
provide
send
that
it
to
to you
me.
again.
Yeah,
I'll
just
give it
provide
to
that to
you again.
me,
Yeah,
and
I
I'm
gave
going
it
to
all to him.
finalize this. Okay, one more thing, Annette. Since you mentioned this over this call over the last call to me, that there won't be any further disputes, can you send that to me in
No.
writing as well?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
perfect. So
So
two things.
I just want to know how much I'm
Yeah.
getting back. 7,900.
That is correct. Let me give you the exact number. And you need to talk to your bank about that because they have taken the funds immediately from our account. Let me find you the amount. Where is the amount? Okay.
So how do I do that? Do I tell them, do you send me a check and I tell them I'm not disputing it? Or how do I get the refund then?
The amount is with your bank at this point of time because they forcefully took the amount from us. So we do not have
Right.
7,968. Now you ask them about the next step. Tell them that this is the amount that so far you have disputed through them with the company, and they are okay to give that amount to me as in you, okay? So you give them that and ask them when exactly this amount will be reflected into your account. Let me tell you something, Annette. In case of a dispute, they take a lot of time because right now, you know what they're going to do?
Right,
they're going to ask you for correspondence, then they're going to reach out to us and ask us for correspondence.
Yep.
And then
Got it.
So
it's two different banks. So unfortunately, it's two different banks. But I understand what you're saying. Okay, so
there
won't be anything else disputed.
Perfect. Just send this to me in writing so that I'm relieved and we consider this chapter closed. So you got two things to send to me. Number one, your PayPal account details, ID or whatever you have that you can share with me. Number two, you just need to provide me a written disclaimer that there are no further disputes from your end. Closed.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Annette, for helping and cooperating with me. And it's very unfortunate that we could have sorted this out. But eventually, I understand your part in this, and it makes sense to me. I'm truly sorry for the frustration and inconvenience.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure thing.
And you guys are not going to publish it on Amazon, right? Is that correct?
No, because that amount has already been disputed, right?
Got it. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay.
So, but before you go, Annette, if you are open to this, I can go ahead and get you the publishing on Amazon free of cost. If you're open to this, it's just a gesture of goodwill from my end, because I know that you've suffered a lot in this process.
Let me think about it, because I already talked to them and
they
were going to publish it. But now I kind of don't trust them either, so I'm like totally
freaked out. To be very honest, you know what they did with you? I know they were just trying to, score brownie points there by putting us into the doghouse, and they were like, oh, you know what, give me the money instead, I'll publish that. You know how it works with competitors? That's what they did with you. Either way, you're spending an amount. It would have made sense to me, Annette, if they would have told you that, you know what, we are doing this free of cost for you, since it's Amazon, the platform, free of cost. There's no publishing fee on Amazon. So that's where I got very, skeptical about this. Are they really who they say they are? Because if it's Amazon that you're talking to, legit Amazon representative, they won't ask you for an amount. They just facilitated, they used your anger and frustration towards the company, and they facilitated their own sale, their own revenue on the basis of that, which is below the
belt. Do you feel that I should just have you guys go ahead and publish it, or should I still have them do it?
I would say when you're getting this free of cost from our end, see, you have gone through a lot. You spent like almost 1.5 years with this company, all right? You paid the amount. We've been through thick and thin. At this point of time, you're at leverage with us, personally speaking. I'm just giving you a personal advice. I'm not talking
as a
company representative, okay? So, at this point of time, I think it's best for you to avail this option, have the book published, and then seek for any other alternate methods. I would not suggest you to move forward with them because the amount, what exactly is the amount that they're asking for?
$2,500.
That's too much. That is too much. All of that is 100% of that amount is going inside that person or that company's pocket, whoever is talking to you. That's not the service fee. That's not the publication fee. If you give me $3,500, I'll have your book published on 400-plus platforms. Let me just give you a comparison, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Ingram. So these are the trending platforms. If somebody's telling you that they are going to charge you $2,200 or $2,500 just to publish the book on Amazon, you should tell them to screw themselves. Pardon my French, but that is exactly what it is, okay? I'm just giving you a heads up on that because I usually do that. We provide worldwide distribution, 400-plus platforms, and the costing for that is maximum $3,500 to $4,000. Still, do you see the value addition? 400 platforms for $3,500 and just one Amazon basic platform doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, except that way back when Daniel, or I can't remember who told me that was going to be on all these platforms, nothing ever happened. It never went anywhere. The website was never published, and it never went on all those sites that I thought I was going to get it on.
Okay,
I sent them to you, but one was Barnes & Noble, one was Amazon, Then there was a whole bunch of other things Daniel promised that he was going to do, like a New York Times press release or a whole list I'll send
press
you.
Press release.
And
okay,
I paid,
press releases.
And I paid him over $3,000 for it, and I never got anything.
Okay, let me tell you what that amount was for. You paid $2,000 and $1,500 to Daniel McCain, and that was in the initial year. It was the end of 2022. So I see an amount for $2,000, which includes publishing on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and then the $1,500 is for marketing. That was charged in the month of Feb 2023.
Right.
That's the amount that you're talking about. Now, in this marketing package, there are articles, blogs, and press releases that were supposed to go on these mentioned platforms. So probably that's what you're referring to.
Right. I never got any of that.
Yep. And you got the amount for that at this point of time. See, marketing is something that has to be done when we start to publish the book. That is when we initiate with marketing. We cannot market the book or spend a dollar amount. For example, I start to market your book aggressively, but the link is not available online for the customers to purchase. It's like I'm opening a tap and the water is running, but I'm not collecting it somewhere.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It wouldn't make sense for us to waste all that dollar amount on marketing the book, yet if somebody... Let's just say, for example, we were able to persuade an individual customer. Now, that person is curious enough to buy the book right there and then, because you know how it works. If there is an idea, a thought, if you review something, if you want to buy it, you buy it then and there. If the customer is not doing that, if the customer is not taking the action, then they're not going to come back to that later on and wait for the book to be published. So that is the whole point.
Well,
it would have been
nice to know, because I'm a novice, this is my first time, it would have been nice to know if Daniel had said to me, okay, you're buying the marketing package, but until it's published, we can't do anything.
Exactly.
And that is not what was happened. I got a list of all these things he was going to do that I thought I was buying, and I paid for over a year ago.
I didn't get any of them. It's perfectly making sense, Annette. As I mentioned to you earlier, that I see that there was a gap because nobody explained things to you the way I'm doing right now. You know, if you have a question, I'm catering to that from the very basics. Now, you can't just randomly expect someone out of the industry, a first-timer, to actually understand the work or inside jargons or the process. So, for example, There are a lot of things that might just be a routine work for me, but that's not routine work for you, right? You're completely from a different field. So it's my duty, my obligation to make you understand or to bring you on the same page, you know, to make you familiar with the entire process from the beginning to the end, A to Z. So that's where I feel there was a major lacking from the team.
So what you're saying right now is that you can publish the book, but no one's marketing it, right? That's correct. Okay. Not going to go on anything other than Amazon, right? And I'm going to have to find someone else to market it.
Correct.
Okay.
But if you're willing to move forward with us, by any chance, I will assign my personal marketing team, and I'll keep tabs on that. So I'm not going to abandon you, just in case if you feel like, you know, I can maybe proceed with that. Not on any other basis. Like, for example, I'm not going to, you know, transfer your project or put somebody else in charge of that because you're talking to me. And if you talk to me for just one time, you're my permanent customer. You become my customer, okay? So I'm going to make sure that if a miracle happens and you decide to give me the project on our personal rapport that we have just built right now, resolving this case, I will be more than happy to help you out. And again, you have a leverage with the company, so they're not going to screw around with you.
Okay. So go ahead then and, like you said, publish it for free and let me think if I'm going to pay you to market it, okay?
Perfect. That sounds like a plan to me. Thank you so much once again. And then one more time before
Thank
I let you.
You
go, PayPal and the disclaimer, okay?
Right. Okay.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.